Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. Sponsored by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing site for legal online gaming in the U.S. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Walter Bugno, the CEO of the international division of IGT, to discuss the recently completed buyout by GTEC and how IGT products are appealing to the international market. Don't let them break you. IGT has been the market leader in slot manufacturing for many years. Even though its U.S. market share has diminished in recent years, the purchase of IGT by GTEC has strengthened the company's international presence. Walter Bugno, a senior executive with GTEC, was made the CEO of the international division of IGT. He explains how the merger of the corporate cultures has been accomplished and how the two companies have truly become one. He talks about the products being developed by IGT since the merger and explains how the games are introduced and released in the international market. He spoke with me at the Ice Gaming Trade Show in London last month.
Walter Bugno, thanks for joining us on the podcast. Here we are in London once again. Very crazy show today. A lot of excitement on the floor and certainly in this booth. There's wall-to-wall people here.
Yeah, it's been very, very positive for us. 12 months ago, we sat here as two companies. Right. There was a big wall dividing what was legacy GTEC from legacy IGT. Fast forward to today, it's seamless. The customers are feeling it. There's a lot of excitement about new content, new cabinets, the expansion of our product range, you know, from VLTs to all the way to mobile and interactive and everything else in between.
Right,
so
exactly.
Very exciting.
Well, we did the cover story on our January issue with Marco Sala on the cover, kind of introducing him to the American side of the industry, very interesting things he had to say. And that term you just used, legacy, how long are we going to use those terms?
It's the new year. We kept actually saying new IGT, we said from the new year, let's call it IGT.
Right, exactly.
So I think... it's only when we reference to the past, because today we don't think about it as two companies anymore.
Yeah.
We have worked very hard at integration, but that's past.
Right.
We're focused very much on bringing out new products, new content, and new excitement for our customers.
Right. So tell us how the merger has been conducted so far and how you think your customers are responding.
Look, we whilst this is the first show in Europe that we've come out as a as a combined entity, it's not the first show for IGT.
Sure, right.
It started all the way back in May when we were in Macau for G2E Asia, and I think since then. We were seamless back then. That was one of the comments that we got from all of our customers. Since then, it's only accelerated, if anything, and it's reflected in the speed to which we can bring out new things. It's reflected in the fact that there's one team, there's one brand. We're not confused about what we're trying to do or what we're trying to be or who we are. And I think that's the best scorecard for the integration.
Okay. Well, we've certainly been impressed with the new leadership of the company, along with Marco Renato Ascoli and your new role. You know, you're building a great team here. Tell me about how the integration is working.
Between the various parts of the company, you're saying?
Yeah. There are so many parts of the company.
Yeah, look, when we announced the merger, and you know, I put this squarely on Marco Sala, he gave his view very clearly to all of us of what his expectations of the new organization was. And the first point he made to us was, we will design an organization that is based on the principle of customer first and customer intimacy. And so his view of how we win in the market, yes, you need great product and you need great content. But to arrive at great product and a great content, if you don't have customer intimacy and hence really understand what the customer needs, mm-hmm. you won't be able to develop great product and great content. So he's built an organization that's focused on being as close to the customer in every part of the world, mm-hmm. and putting as many of the senior executives in this organization as close to the front line as possible.
Sure.
And I think that's been a real positive for us. It allows us to sit around the table and very clearly and openly describe what our priorities need to be,
right.
and have us all aligned on it because we all share the view of the customer.
Okay, absolutely. Well, let's talk about your specific responsibility, the international market. Mm. I was reading the Eilish Fantini slot report last night, as I'm sure everybody here was. And, you've got some great market share in the U.S., not so great in the international market. So you need to really focus on that.
World of opportunity.
Yes.
So, and you can always look at the glass half full or half empty.
Yeah.
So you're right. I mean, IGT traditionally has been very, very strong mm-hmm. In, at the time, what was the home market.
Right.
But we are not a U.S. company.
Right.
We are an international company.
Headquarters in London.
headquarters in London.
Right.
So we're an international company, and hence the onus of responsibility for us is to be a significant player wherever we compete.
Sure.
We have great market shares in when you combine the Spilo and or GTEC and IGT positions, we have very good market shares in EMEA mm-hmm. and in LATAM, but with still lots of geography for expansion.
Sure.
We are weaker when it comes to the Far East.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt that Aristocrat has a maybe not a stranglehold, but a very dominant position in its home market of Australia mm-hmm. and also in the adjoining markets of Asia.
Right.
And as a result, for us to realistically say that we can take them would be wrong to say. But to be a strong number two in that marketplace is realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And our strategy is very simple, is to focus on developing locally attuned content.
Right, right.
It's as simple as that. If we can change our product from being, sourced from one market and just applied to another,
right.
to actually develop for that market, mm-hmm. then I think we'll have a chance of succeeding. A world full of opportunity.
Well, I recall seeing some really great themes at G2E Asia last year that were sourced, as you said, locally with local developers over there. Have you done that in all regions of
yes,
the world?
Yes, we have applied that everywhere. We have a very exciting program where we have partnered with a large number of our casino customers in different geographies around the world. And include a series of test banks in each one of their properties mm-hmm. Where we constantly are testing and refining games and measuring performance so that we can then perfect it before launching it to marketplace. That proximity to the local market doesn't ensure a success mm-hmm. because no one can be assured, but it certainly increases the probability that any new content that we'll be bringing out will be much more likely to succeed in the
sure.
marketplace. So that kind of strategy allows us to develop much more local content.
Looking to acquire valuable players for your online casino or even your land-based property? Check out iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing site for legal online gaming in the U.S. iGamingPlayer is one of the first and only online affiliate marketing sites licensed in New Jersey. iGaming Player delivers quality customers and profitable players with its mix of online gaming news, play for free games, and information on the best promotions offered by its partner online casinos, poker rooms, and land-based casinos. iGaming Player uses the vast knowledge about players and their behaviors to deliver players to your online casino and act as the bridge to your bricks and mortar property. So visit iGamingPlayer.com to see what you've been missing.
Now, I noticed that you were brought some legacy GTEC products to the interactive.
Are you using that word legacy?
I did use that. I'll stop that.
Yeah.
But old GTEC, not old GTEC games, but GTEC games that were branded as GTEC are now on the IGT platform on your
Yeah, it's part of the work that's been done by the as part of the integration effort. One, to go to single platforms,
right?
But secondly, to port content, successful content, not all content,
right?
But successful content, irrespective of its source, to market,
right?
And then, because of the diversity of the segments that we operate, of course, the whole concept of multi-channel, omni-channel,
right. Yes.
Whichever way you want to describe it. Is a priority strategy for us, and so to have our content available on whichever device the customer wants to utilize to play is one of our core tasks.
Internationally, are the social casinos as popular over here as they are in the U.S. at this point?
Growing. Mm-hmm. There's definitely, we're seeing it, we're seeing quite a large number of our land-based casino operators approaching us to discuss the opportunity of some form of a social casino or play-for-fun solution for their brand. So it's growing because it's seen not necessarily as a standalone business, as Double Down casino is, but as a means of building loyalty with their own customer base.
Sure.
So earning membership rewards that they can then utilize on the land base.
Right.
So it's becoming a lot more popular. Of course, social gaming continues to be a growing phenomenon everywhere.
No question.
Perhaps in Europe, a little bit less because online has been is such a mature business.
Sure, right.
But still developing.
Right. But in the legal online gaming markets in the U.S., your games are also gaining some traction.
Yeah. I mean, we've learned we've learned the road. You know, I mean, that's been the advantage of being a global company. You operate in some markets which are way in front, you can, if you participate, you get some great learnings and you transfer those learnings, and with every new market that comes on board, hopefully our results and our performance will continue to improve. But that's why I think in the US we see great opportunity as the market opens. We've been saying it for years now, it will come and we'll be ready for it.
Okay. I was over at the Hippodrome Casino yesterday here in London, and I'm always amazed at the differences between European casinos and U.S. casinos. You have a lot of systems. Are they scalable that they can be placed in the smaller European casinos?
As casino management systems, you're saying? Yes, they are. Not necessarily the same product.
Right.
Again, one of the real complementarities of the GTEC-IGT merger was GTEC was very good in the smaller scale, and hence had a very good market share in systems in the European market, for example. IGT was very good at the big scale casinos.
Right.
We've actually worked at putting that together into one common offering that now is able to offer a product, an affordable or economical product with exactly the same quality of solutions,
right,
depending on the scale of the business. Okay. So systems for us is a hugely important part of our business. It creates an even further level of relationship integration with our customers, because when you're hooked in at the systems level, you're with them every day.
Yes.
Much more so than if it's a standalone machine. Mm-hmm. Both in the level of support, the upgrades that you're giving them, the problem resolution. You're in there on the operating side of the casino.
Sure.
And we place really high value on that.
Okay. Well, I'm sure at the top end of the system structure here is the ability to track non-gaming spend. How far down the road is IGT on that to really solving that problem?
For our customers?
Yes.
Our systems development team are constantly working at integrating total solutions. Mm-hmm. And particularly when it comes to the casino operator being able to utilize their membership reward or membership loyalty card to not only earn,
right,
but spend,
yes,
across multiple platforms. So the team's working with a number of customers are doing that, and it's the solution that customers want.
Right.
That's what we have to bring.
Right, right. No question about it. Well, let's talk about the heart of the company, which is the games. What here in London? What games are you pushing this year?
Very exciting show for us here. Everything's important,
yes,
and everything's a standout. Yeah. But what really gives me the real energy buzz? Our 3D range, our 3D product range,
very impressive.
The real value of the integration between our companies that's just occurred has been the ability to take a core technology that one had and then add the capacity of adding a library to it. Mm-hmm. So now our 3D product range is very wide. Mm-hmm. And so for customers, not only do they have continuity of content coming through,
right,
but they also have a breadth of choice to take. And it doesn't matter which customer base that you offer. If you're looking for a 3D solution, there's a game that fits you.
Right.
And I think the evolution of the 3D technology has been very exciting.
Sure.
Very, very positive about that. We're also taking the opportunity here at the show to launch a couple of new platforms, a couple of new cabinets. Okay. So the Crystal Slant,
right,
is a first to market, and the new Axis platform for us in the international markets is a replacement of an older G-Tech product, the Oxygen cabinet, which has been so successful,
sure,
in the European and Latin American markets, and we've taken now the next evolution. Mobile, very exciting to have won the award last night, for mobile user experience. But there's some great innovations on the interactive side with mobile, none more so than the on-premise solution that we,
right,
showcased at G2E, but we're also showcasing here. I think that's a very exciting product.
It gives the casino so much latitude when you can use a mobile device in the house.
In the house.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the beauty. Whether online gaming is regulated or non-regulated, this is not an online gaming solution.
Right.
This is an in-house gaming expansion opportunity.
Right.
And with the, not just with the sports betting, which is where we started, but
sure,
now the
right,
table game solution that's been put forward, I've got high hopes that this will be a winner for the company. Also in the interactive space, the other real innovation for us is the launch of electronic instant games on our online platform. I think that's a really good opportunity. Quick, sharp games,
sure,
that will be good. And And then I have like my own personal favourite. I went looking for it. I got a demonstration of it. I saw it yesterday when we had a customer advisory group meeting, and they had this little game on a screen. They didn't spend much time on the game, but it appealed to me. It's called Bubble Crash. I love it. I think it's a slot game when it's not a slot game, and it's just much more. It's much more engaging as a consumer experience. It's something different, which I think excites players. You know, so if you want to go and have a look at a great game, Bubble Crash
for sure. Well, Walter, I know you're busy. You've got a lot of customers out there. I don't want to take up any more time, but I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. And good luck with this show, and we'll see you in G2EA.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Roger. You're very, very good.
Thanks for listening to the GGB podcast, sponsored by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading licensed affiliate marketing site delivering players to legal U.S. online casinos and poker rooms. If you want to hear more gaming podcasts, visit our website, ggbmagazine.com, for all the news of the casino industry and to access the Casino Talk podcast with Brooke Dunn. Until then, join us next week for the GGB podcast, sponsored by iGamingPlayer.com.